The justice that the Light Wizard is unfolding is an old story. It's his story, and has not changed from the beginning of time, which is a human reference for recorded history. So it's important that you understand how your history was changed, so you will know his story. We have talked about how the descendants of Cain have taken control. But how they stay in control is more of a question of your free will. And once the dark side takes over, free will is lost, and freedom slowly replaces a system of government, till one day it has no resemblance of what it started out as. And the United States government is a good example of how this happened. The founding fathers of the United States of America, George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and others, some Freemasons, but most supported Freemasonry, and most were also, as you cannot see, Gatsby's, who founded the nation of the United States of America under a system of government called a republic, based on Greek and Roman governments, although the Greek government was known as communism. Not to be confused with a dictatorship, which was the form of government that Russia and other countries that claimed to have been a communist country had, but in fact had leaders, and had no resemblance of a communistic form of government. The Roman government embodied all the founding principles of communism, which meant that it was ruled by the people, and then incorporated other principles, like the use of money, which was the dominant form of commerce at the time. So the system was named a republic. But in less than 90 years, it became a dictatorship itself, which is why it has no resemblance of the form of government the United States has today. So instead of a republic, the United States is now a dictatorship, since the president works for the bank that is owned by a small group or even one person, and is the same form of government that the War of Independence fought against, which was a government ran by the bankers and controlled by one person, who no one ever knew who that person was, only that they controlled the banks, so it became known only as the powers that be. Freemasonry was the cornerstone of knowledge, and was not a closed secret society as it is nowadays. Its information was open to all that wanted to know it, and met in public places, and not all people had to be members to meet with them. It had one requirement, that in God we trust. An interesting note is that if you turn the W upside down, it spells me, which is short for meat, meaning the flesh beings trust God. Spells are a wizard's way of telling you things. And they were very clear about what God they were referring to. The God of Light. Because they were the Enlightened. Which meant they had the light in them. And the light is what the Light Wizard speaks of. It's the energy of the universe. It's our very soul. And it's what allows us to communicate with God. On 1 May 1863, the powers that be took over all Freemasonry. This day was known as May Day. They already took over the government at this point, and then they had no resistance in taking over this whole country. And the Republic fell, and the bankers took over again, just like they did in Europe. So the old form of government took over. The dictatorship of the powers that be. So everything that our founding fathers warned us about became true. If you allow Christians to take office and allow people to vote to amend the Constitution, the dark side will take over, and you will become slaves to the very powers that we fought against for our freedom. Everyone that ever swore an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States of America and did not do so, are liable for treason. So for my part in defending it, I do solemnly swear that all government officials since 1863 are guilty of treason under the Articles of the Constitution of the United States of America. Only Congress has the right to coin money, and it's treason for allowing the banks to coin money, thus giving ownership of the United States to the banks, which said bank is a privately owned foreign entity, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this Union a republican form of government. It does not say a democratic form, but a republican form of government. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. It's clear that the form of government has been changed to a dictatorship, since the banks now own and operate the United States, under laws passed by a treasonous government, and the citizens' rights to keep and bear arms has been infringed upon. So under the rights afforded to all citizens of the United States of America who took an oath or affirmation to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, I declare this government is in direct violation of the Constitution of the United States of America, and demand that the Constitution of the United States of America be reenacted, and all laws, rules, and regulations that destroy this government be made null and void, and that all bank debt be wiped from the books, and all ties to the banks be broken, and all such institutes be removed from its soil and banned from returning, and the republic that this country was founded under be restored. The history of the United States government since 1863 is criminal, and all war crimes will be persecuted, and all government officials found guilty of treason will be dealt with appropriately under the laws of the land prior to 1863. And all laws of the land and treatise be restored to the fundamental form of government this country was founded under. This is a legal declaration of intent to restore the Republic of the United States of America, and is furthermore declared that all courts in this land be declared unlawful, and all judges and officials are hereby notified that they are under arrest for treason and other crimes against the Constitution of the United States of America. Therefore, I cannot tender this declaration of intent under the current unlawful and criminal administration, without it being turned against me for the crime of terrorism. The Constitution of the United States of America allows for this type of declaration of intent, and under provisions of the law prior to 1863, this constitutes a legal binding document of all criminal activity of the dark side, and as such, the dark side will ignore this declaration, since they are above all such laws. Since they voided the Constitution of the United States of America in 1863, when the dark side took over, which proves that there is no longer any justice in this country, and that the current satanic grip the dark side has on this world is complete, and all laws are written to protect the dark side, as to allow them to continue to do evil things, and I will now point out what evil things this government is about to unleash on its citizenship.
The Light Wizard in the flesh will now define just us, from the viewpoint of the light side, in terms the dark side can understand. Once the truth about the dark side is known, as it is now that this document is released to the public, the dark side will have to use countermeasures that include killing most of its slaves and killing those that are responsible for disclosing its crimes against humanity. And then they will destroy all such documentation and rewrite history to cover this up. They have done this for every war ever waged. So this war is coming soon to a theater near you. Current plans include, but are not limited to, chemical warfare, natural disasters, and war of all types, even ones they call civil. Chemical warfare includes deadly vaccines, which they will make mandatory. They may be genetic or viral-based weapons of mass destruction, and can also be delivered via food, water, and air supplies. Natural disasters include solar flares, where power is turned off for months till the population can be brought under control, and may require the use of chemical weapons as well. Then they can blame God for the solar flares and plague that kills 90% of the population of the world. The war may start in a country such as Iran. Then all military personnel will be deployed overseas, leaving no troops to defend this country. So Homeland Security will hire foreign troops, and have already passed legislation that allows them to engage its citizens with deadly force. This may one day come to pass, if you allow it to. The dark side has been planning this for years, and will first collapse the monetary system of the world, and banks will shut down. This will cause civil war, and will make it all too easy to wipe out their slaves. Thus the New World Order will now be in control. Prisons are already in place in every major city in the United States, and local law enforcement has been trained to deal with situations like this. So they have made plans for every contingency I can think of. So the only way to fight this war is for every person on this planet to take control back before this takes place, and not allow the governments to execute their plans. To be very clear, the Ashkenazi bankers as well as the Nazi warlords are still in charge, and this is the Fourth Reich, which is the total takeover of this world, and it's almost completely completed. And there is little that will deter them from executing their plan. This plan will most likely be executed in December of 2012, which was a few years ago, so it's way overdue now. And the sheep of this world are too stupid to understand what is happening. Their monetary system collapse will make them mad, and they will not listen to reason. Sanctuary is the only program that can save this world, but most sheeple are lazy, stupid, and ignorant, and that is a fact. They believe that they have no control over anything, and demand that the government take care of them, for they are just frightened little children, and trust their government, and only believe in what that government tells them to believe. So it's a lost cause trying to save humanity from itself. The Constitution of the United States of America demands that its citizens defend this document with their last breath, and that means against enemies both foreign and domestic. Yet they allowed it to become null and void, and might as well smoke the hemp it was written on, since it has no meaning and has not been in use since 1863, when the bankers took over this country and made slaves of its citizenship. Then its citizens became sheeple and turned every last one of them into cowards that would not stand up for freedom. So they lie to themselves as well as others, and pretend they live in the home of the free and the brave, when in fact they are evil in the home of the slaves and the cowards. Some pretend to be patriots, when all they are is parrots, repeating the same thing the other cowards do. So that said, to say the least, justice is a dish best served cold. Civil war is not going to get you justice. And taking back this country is a waste of time. You lost it in less than 90 years, which was just long enough for the Founding Fathers to all die off. And all you had left were a bunch of power-hungry cowards who sold out their own country for a credit card. So what the Light Wizard is telling you is not to go to war with your own country. Do not take part in a civil war, and do not try to take back the Constitution. It did not mean enough to your parents or theirs, so why fight for it now? There is no justice, only just us, or just you, or Jew for short, because that is all that is left after thousands of years of interbreeding. So Darwin was right. Evolution is taking place. And that evolution wants a revolution. But they are the problem with this world. And they do not know what the answer is. So they protest about this and that and the other thing, and call you anti-American for bringing up facts like I just did. Because most of you in America believe they have the best government in the world. Because they believe this country is free, even though it has most of its citizens locked up in prison. And they actually believe that the Constitution was legally amended to allow the right to vote for amendments, which made it possible for the banks to own it. And you think that is an amendment, when in fact it's the end of it. So what is the point in trying to explain the truth to a bunch of brain-dead animals? Because that is what you are. Nothing but female sheep. There is only one option for those that want to live in freedom. I call it sanctuary. So this is why there is no justice, and only just us. And how do I know this? I am the light. I am the darkness. I am every shade of gray in between. I am the Light Wizard.